Oh, we have started recording because I have about to do.
Oh!
Please, you guys, please, 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 I need this win. I need this.
Yes, you
got it. Hatetsu go!
Dohyo won.
Dohyo won, let's go.
For the love of God, beat the Eternal 8 and 7.
Oh my God, please. You don't even go advanced?
No, you don't need to anymore.
Oh no, the base one is advanced. Yeah.
You don't need to anymore.
If you want basic, you actually have to type it in.
Yeah. Okay. New tech.
Who was tweaking with that for like an hour and a half?
God bless you, Ook, man. Oh, fuck me. Okay, what are we going to do? I am
Why
actually...
is Kiruani at B27?
Oh, fuck me. Really? Are they B27? Amazing. No, amazing to know. I love my life. I love Dice Sumo. That's why I played it for 3 years.
It
totally.
You can win. Via talent.
Focus on our focus. Focus on our focus. It's Kachikoshi. Let's focus. Let's focus. It's Kachikoshi on the line. Fuck off! Fuck off!
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but
I shouldn't laugh at that, but damn.
That fuck off came from the heart.
It did.
It's gonna be like Midori Maru one day. We're just gonna see Kaitetsu in the Yoshi hotline, just I'm going entai.
Everything. You can still win. You can still win.
Salt.
Yes, I am. I am salty. I even typed that to Kaeru because I don't want it to be on them. It's not on them. Ah, oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. I just want double digits.
You can do it. Don't worry.
I risk it for the biscuit?
Risk it.
I risk it for the biscuit. Focus again. I don't mind if I waste all my. I'm not doing better than. Let's go. Fuck yes. I love this. I love injury with Magic 15. Let's go. Oh yes, yes, yes. One injury. Fuck yes. I love this.
I shouldn't be laughing at this, but goddamn, is it not funny?
I'm sorry, Kai, but you'll get it next time, though.
Probably. No, I won't, because it's Senshi.
Oh.
Yeah. I was kind of riding on this, but I just stuck against Sanyaku anyways.
The sad part about being Sanyaku, you have to face the other Sanyaku.
Yeah, and I just suck. I don't know if it's Kaitetsu's stat line. Well, it is now because I have 25 injuries on my body and a less die. So
that
you know,
help.
If I ever was on Onoseki run, it's dead. Because there's no way I win four out, might I say, with the Yokozuna is to go, and who else? Because I lost against Yoshinochin, barely won against Inazaru. I'm sure he's not happy about that. Lost to Shitayama, lost to Kokuchozan, lost to Kairuani. I'm missing the other Komusubi yet to go.
When did you defeat him?
Huh? Hanmi defensive. It was goodbye Sachigaide. It was like the first block.
Oh, damn. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no.
I thought you defeated him on day 9. Because if he loses, I can still be in the running.
I don't know.
I think you'd still be in the running regardless because you're at 9 wins, but I could absolutely be wrong. You know how the Torikumi team is, smoking weed while we do it and all that.
The thing is, Kokushozan is already at 10 wins, and Senshi is at 1 loss, but not.
And the block.
Not the second block though.
So since she's at 1 loss and the block ends in 3 days.
Yeah, but she's at 5-1. She has not done any bout.
Oh, yeah, because her plan that she usually does, I believe I've heard that somewhere. She waits for all the most matches to be done, so everybody's injured.
Oh, that's smart.
I mean, yeah, it is more.
That is smart.
I'm just so impatient that I cannot do that. I have to fight people. If not, I will. My heart will come out of my mouth.
The other host, Genbu, is potentially doing a match against Kokucho in Dohyo 2.
Let's not put the episode goosebumps on them. You guys can win this episode. I'm angry at the dice. This is stupid.
It's all right. There's not much to talk about anyway.
No. People so started getting to London though. The Rikishi are in London.
Yeah, they arrived.
They have.
We won't have Koto Sakura, Kusano, by head Takeru Fuji, I think is coming.
Takeru is, because he participated in all the... Well, first the Royal Albert Hall released like a banzuke of things. Ish. Yeah. The list of who's coming. And Takeru was on it. And I'm pretty sure I saw him in pictures of the plane. So yes, he is in either on his way or here. Because half of the banzuke has arrived.
So yeah... And it start next Friday?
It starts on one, two, three, four. It starts on Wednesday, because it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's 5 days. So it must start on Wednesday.
Damn, in Paris we only have 2 days.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah. I'm still going to both. I have a problem.
I did use a lot of money to go to Saturday and Sunday, so let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna go.
Mm-hmm. Can somebody log my match, please, so I know how much injury I have? Or doesn't injuries go straight to the stats
sheet?
They go straight.
They're just not replicated on the sheet.
Okay, so let me exclamation Rikishi. exclamation Rikishi. 12, 11,
yeah,
7.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hey, okay.
To be fair, your stats are still okay.
I mean, the stats are fine. The problem is the dice.
Yeah.
My fatigue got even lowered because of the thing, and I'm. Touchy subject.
Things are gonna be okay. You're 7-4. Things are gonna get okay. And
yeah, but you know, I don't want to do this for like 10 more basho. I am gonna retire by January. At the end of January, I'm gonna retire because I'm gonna reach 20. I'll stop receiving Kensho. I won't be able to buy a Kabu anyway. And I'll just start a new Rikishi because.
Yeah, I understand the wanting to stop when you cannot get more money and when basically your Rikishi starts to break down.
Anyways, yeah. And like if I keep getting injured on every single match, I am not Koizumi. I won't be having fun.
Yeah. Koizumi was a
Koizumi big... just went for the love of the game, I think.
Yeah, just for the love of the game. Just getting injured for the love of the game, really. Which
love
is commendable.
Love of the pain.
I think Koizumi is the first.
Misogyny. Oh, yeah. I cannot talk anymore. Sorry, I'm sick.
Tama, you might know the answer to this. Have we ever had a Rikishi outside of Koizumi ever go and roll a dice under like a B20 that isn't a bot?
I think when we started things, we started at B18. I know there was a point when you started, you was like B18 or 19.
Ooh.
But that was way back. And I don't think we had that many Rikishi kill themselves on the dojo, which is basically
Yeah, because Koizumi in their last match got injured and dropped their base dice from being 19 to be 18.
Wow, that's fun.
And, like, I know Amekaze on paper was the first Rikishi to basically, like, do the injury threshold to 100.
Is that where the joke of blood for the blood god comes from?
No, basically that in guy the and that guy and another Rikishi, whose name is Akai Ryoku, he was my biggest nemesis back in the day. They started a blood cult.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. They were basically, you know, Chaos Marines from from Warhammer. Yeah, but in sumo, but like in a mawashi. and I guess that's a good title. But
Chaos Marines, but in a mawashi.
But basically, if you go down the list of every person right now, you know, on the server, the last one is the guy that started it, Akai Ryoku.
May need to have to roll a match live. Potentially, yeah. Unless Kokushou is taking a nap.
Oh, what? Yeah, what?
The bot might be down, and I'll just... Oh. I can do that new shit that Eno was... fucking Ook was testing pre-Basho about fixing the old attack commands and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Just for when Kuma would tell... Kuma Midori told me this in DMs once. They were like, yeah, I remember back in the days when you actually had a Gyoji manually roll the match.
Yeah, that's some stuff.
That was horrible. Completely terrible.
Oh, it's just Kokucho taking a nap, never mind. Genbu, now I'm worried the Gyoji is down. Kokucho, sorry.
Let's wait and see if it works.
Suspense.
But yeah, back in the day, we had to roll it like a match was at least 30 minutes.
What?
20, 25, 30 minutes. At least.
That sounds horrible. How did you guys get this game running? Jesus Christ. I don't understand how you guys did it.
Pure hatred of life.
And nerdiness.
As that, yeah, just pain and sorrow and cries and a bit of blood.
Too much free time.
Yeah, and COVID.
And COVID. Oh, right. COVID. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think I joined... when I joined, I don't think COVID was even a thing.
Wow.
So...
that's... Yeah, that's a... Wow. That's surprising.
Can I check?
If I click on your thing, it should say since 17th of May of 2020 with your Kaiosumo one thing. So with your current Amonosato account, it says since 17th of May of 2020.
May?
Let me see with the Noyama Yakata account.
I don't know, man.
Tenoshimo Yakata. I'm gonna ping your other account. Ignore. I just need to click on it. 17th. No. Yeah. So it's 2020. It's May of 2020 that you've joined.
Oh yeah, yeah. This one. The other one. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one's 2023. Wow. You're old.
Yes. But yeah, back in the day, in real life too. At least my joints are. But yeah. But also,
you make noises when you get up, and it's not your knees. Just.
Oh my god! It's my shoulder. My knees are actually okay. It's my shoulders the problem. But yeah. And also, Kai, you're 7-4. You are still not out of the race. I know it's complicated, but You're not dead yet. You're not dead yet.
I think. What was the last time we had an 11-4 year? No, we're not talking about Yushu. We're talking about Kachikoshi here. I am going to lose at least two more. At least two more.
And that's like 7-5.
No, wait, no. No, so two more is 7-6.
Oh.
I cannot update my profile because of streamer mode, because I'm recording for some reason.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'll update that the my one defeat later. Let me enjoy my 7-3 for like three more seconds.
No, it's alright. But yeah, but like don't stress too much. I know it's easy to say, but
I mean I'm not stressed. I'm just fed up with the DM. The best two Basho, I've just been getting injured. And obviously now I'm D25, which means I won't be rolling anything, really. That's... I already got lucky at the beginning, which was getting my defense being equals as Ina's roll, getting to a Monoi, and then getting like a Gunpai Slashy guy. Tenno? The alien's trying to connect to you?
I need a vodka.
Okay.
Fair. So fair.
Yeah, I'm not gonna...
I need vodka, man.
And also, your question, 11-4, that happened once.
Yeah, I'm just seeing that. Yes, I'm just seeing. And that was Hikari Shredder, and he won a three-way playoff. Which sounds insane.
There was so much playoff.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five. There were five.
Five junior show people. Wow. That's crazy.
I don't think I'm ever going to win double-digit matches again on this, Rikishi.
I feel like it's the best basho I've ever had with my Rikishi.
Yeah, you're doing amazing. You're doing pretty good.
And to be fair, my loss against Inazaru was completely my fault.
Ah, fair.
Like, he
come on, you can blame me. This is gonna be on the podcast. You can blame Inazaru for everything. He doesn't listen to it.
No. Basically, I saw his last matches, and they were all like evasive. Mm. So I was like, "You're not gonna get me, motherfucker." And I went surprised, and he went quick.
Oh.
So basically, he countered me, and I was like,
"I knew." He did the double counter. Oh, well.
And, yeah. I was like, my fault. My fault for knowing him. Like, I knew him. I knew he was going to go quick, and I still went surprised. I was like, fuck.
It is tough. It is tough.
And it's like the second or third time we fight, you know, in actual bouts, mm-hmm. and he gets me every time. Like this. So, I'm stupid. So, I could have been, you know, 9-2, like 10-2, but my bad, I fucked up.
Mm.
I got fucking galaxy brain by Kuma block one. I hankered, it ended up being a goddamn Mata, and then I get countered. I'm like, fuck.
Oh no.
you're 7-5, so you're still, you know, doing good.
I'm doing all right, but not as good as I expected to be doing. Unfortunately, Ken Kaiwani just exists, and I'm just like, well, I mean...
Ken Kaiwani is not even the best doing in Juryo. The leaders are Ikozaru and Aregeto at 9 wins.
The fuck?
Yep. Ken Kaiwani has 8-3. Takatsu is at 8-2 also.
Ken Kaiwani lost 3 matches? What?
Yep. Yeah. He went like 8-0 and lost, I think, 3 in a row.
I'm truly doing the Asano Sato Nagoya 2025 gimmick where you start 8-0 and then end the Basho 10-5. I was so mad that Basho. I was like, all right, we're doing well, 8-0. And then I just kept losing and losing. I was like, fuck.
Which I feel is what's going to happen to me.
I'm just glad that didn't happen when I used Shodanurio. I lost like 2 matches in block one and then lost one random one to, I think. Who's my third loss to that block, though? Kudasaro, I believe. And I'm like, yep.
You know when my last Yusha was? 3 years ago.
When? When you were Temo Shima?
You have a Yusha? Good for you, man. Good for you. You know, let's all get up and let's have a very big clap for Tawano Sato.
How about you, Kaitetsu? How about you?
We've broken Kaitetsu, guys.
Yeah. We are horrible.
I'm gonna start posting. Kaitetsu's gonna start posting in lore like the Joker edits on Instagram.
Yeah. Fuck you, fuck everyone.
Hey, do you know what? I have these scars.
I have not win a Kenpachi yet, that's why.
Then I need to go back to M1 because I need to get more Kenpachi. That it needs more Kenpachi for the new shoe.
And imagine next Basho, if Kokujans keep going well, he might get promoted.
Hey, I need to do is bomb all my fights so I get 7 and 8 and go back to fucking my Gashira 1 so I can get like double Kenboshi next Basho. That's the goal.
Even with a 7 and 8, I'm not sure you would.
I probably wouldn't, to be honest. Like, I am safe
you
to...
You might genuinely stay rank on a 7 and 8 at this point, bro.
I mean, I might be... who was it that was... I might be Takayasu in this whole thing, and I... Like, that was just funny. Yeah.
You'd have a lot more Jun Yusho if you were Takayasu.
Thanks. No, thanks. Thanks, Dale. No, truly. You're such a friend. That good. I mean, that's if I was cool. Takayasu, would have been Ozeki at some point, but no.
You know, you would have a wife, a few kids, you know.
Hey, who knows?
Very, very bad.
A very, very hairy Kaitetsu. That would have been hilarious. You know, changing fully topic to Takayasu, I was seeing photos of them in the plane. And I've seen them that they were in their kimonos, but on the plane they were on their like onesies, like whatever clothes they wear, like the very weird like pajama looking thing. And like, at what point do they undress from the kimono? At what point do they put it back? You know.
Yes.
Like on the plane, you have like
in the toilet of the plane where they have the most space. That's a joke, obviously.
I guess. I mean, business class has bigger toilets. By a little bit, but they do. So I don't know. Because all Makushi were flying business. Onosato was first class alongside the board members of the association. So Hakako was flying first. I don't know if Hakako is there. He's probably arriving tomorrow. Let me see flight rating.
Because I've seen
today's episode of the Dojo Download, we stalk the Rikishi.
Yes. I mean, all this info is like public. So let's see flight by route. Because the previous one they did where was it? It was on the forum. Because the Kirishima Koenkai posted the flight info for some reason. Yeah.
We know which flight it is. We can hijack it. Because yes. I saw a few pics of the guys in you know, at the airport, but not...
Yeah, some people said like they have a video of Kirishima arriving and somebody going like a fan going hi and Kirishima going hello, and I think that was very cool. Where?
I did not see that.
Hmm?
I did not see that.
Yeah, if it's somewhere, I don't know where it is. Also,
I'm
you've
back.
muted yourself.
Yeah, I'm back. The
Okay,
most
okay, okay.
definitely
Just
almost
check.
touching him or something.
Okay, so they left from Haneda. Onippon. From Haneda to Heathrow. Did they go to Heathrow? Yeah, they did. Terminal 2. Oh, good luck. There's only one right now, a Jow one. Maybe. People were saying it was the inside of Boeing 7. Might be this one. If they've just started now, yeah, they probably gone not too long ago. Because the photos of them in Haneda were like, no, that's 9 hours ago. That's not possible. I don't know. Maybe it's, I cannot find it on
I
flight radar.
see pictures 15 hours ago of them at the airport.
No, that's if it's Hoshoryu, they were 9 hours ago. They were in. Don't know. I don't know what time they were in.
Because on Instagram, because I'm on Instagram right now,
Right.
on Instagram the Kyokai just sent like 15 hours ago a picture of them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So they might have arrived already or soon to arrive. It's 14 hours.
Yep.
They must have just landed, actually. I have no idea. It's impossible to like try and find by the London Heathrow like flights because it's with too many flights. Oh well, it's fine. They are in here.
They are somewhere. The Rikishis are somewhere.
Surely hasn't, had some problems on the North Pole or something.
I just hope that everyone comes here and, fight well and
Yeah.
chill and nobody gets hurt. That's the
Hopefully.
biggest, most important thing.
Yeah.
Hello.
And hopefully they enjoy Europe,
I hope. I mean, it's gonna be London. Like it's like in October. That's maybe not the best season to come to London.
No, but even there, it's fine.
I
Like,
mean,
where I am, we've been having some really warm days, so should be fine. I think I saw comment of something. I don't know if it's real, but I saw comment of a fan while like a fan saw like the Rikishi in the airport in Haneda, and
yeah.
the fan like asked Ura how if he was looking forward, and Ura was like, no, not really, but I'm not allowed to say that, or something along those lines, and I think that's just hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, like they have such an hardcore schedule. To put that,
In the middle.
it's even more worse. I would understand they'd be like, oh fuck.
Yeah, like
So at least I hope
really.
like are nice and they can have a good time, and they don't like kill themselves. That's so we'll see. And like I'm still happy to see them in Paris, but it's when the schedule and everything, that's rough. That has to be rough.
Yeah, like between. I mean, they have a. Well, this is replacing the tour, the entire autumn tour. So, they will be here for 5 days, go back, and I guess rest for the rest of the period. I don't think there's any more Jungyo after that.
Hopefully for them.
Hopefully for them, yes, I hope so.
The London Sumo Tour will be the only thing Onishiki wins in his career.
Oh,
The eternal 11 out of 4 will never Yusha.
Imagine that. That would be sad. That would be sad.
Yeah. Yeah. But honestly, I don't think we'll see that.
I think Onishiki wins maybe 1-2 Yushos, but I don't know if he does more than that.
The guy is 21.
Yeah, he's my age. I can't really be talking shit.
Yeah. Let's chill out.
He's 21 and is already in Makauchi, having a career record of, I think.
No, not in Makauchi. He is going to Sekiwake at 21. Let's just level the talk. What of this guy?
Yeah. So I think we're gonna have to wait to see where does he hit his ceiling. I think Ozeki is in reach.
Yeah.
Now, can he go all the way to Yokozuna? I don't see it. I don't see it. Not now. You know, I'm not closing the door, but not now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the challenge at the top is, for the moment, too hard for him. You know, Oshoryu and Nosato. I know he defeated Oshoryu twice. But I still think Oshoryu, like, on a 15-day basho, is too good to give away the trophy to Aonishiki. Same for Nosato. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, Ozeki is well within reach for the guy.
Oh, yeah. I think he'll be the next Ozeki.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else who would be getting Ozeki soon. Because I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I mean, now that Waka Takakage has to start from round zero, I don't see it anymore, you know?
I'm gonna be, like, brutally honest. I never saw
Waka Takakage. I mean, it's still a possibility. Like, I mean, if muster something, you know, I think it could happen. But now honestly, it won't. No, nothing.
There was maybe, and I'm being rough, but maybe when he won his Yusho, I would be like, oh, okay, but what happened when he won?
Yeah, it's been too long. It's been too long since the Yusho.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure at some point he would have won the Yusho, I think, but he did get the luck of Teru no Fujie, you know.
Yeah. You know, and then when he couldn't seal the deal after, you know, he won the Yusho, then 9-6, then 8-7, you know, that basically killed it. And then, you know, he had to start over, and he just never made it.
And then he got it.
That's when I was like, just no. And there's nobody apart from Aonishiki when you look at the Banzuke.
Yeah.
That screams, you know, raw talent and young energy to become the next Ozeki.
Yeah, I think the next...
If he wakes up.
Yeah, I think on that line, I think the next Ozeki after Onishiki, if Onishiki makes Ozeki, that is, it would be like some person just wakes up at Sekiwake, just is able to string something and do it. But, like, as you say, I have no idea. Who? Maybe Kirishima waking up again. Maybe Oho finding something, which still sounds way too crazy for me.
Mita, maybe.
Mita is still in Juryo. Calm down.
Yeah. First off, Mita has to get a foothold in the Makuchi division and then get into the Joy. I see what your point is, but I have the exact same reasoning for Kusano. Kusano was really good, really good, really good. Now he was at the brinks of Joy at Magashira 6, not even a Joy, and he barely got an 8-7.
Now he's going to be in the Joy. He's going to get fucking rocked.
Yes. Yeah.
Nobody knows, but they need time to adapt. You cannot expect anyone to start, you know.
And I think that Mita will struggle a bit because since Enho kind of came and went, bigger guys started learning how to deal with smaller guys. So, like, it's kind of difficult for, like, you have such a present small guy. Obviously, you have Fujinokawa and Midori Fuji and whatever. But Midori Fuji is, like, 30-something. He's been around a lot. And he knows how to get into a scrap and get out of a scrap. Fujinokawa is very young, and he got Makekoshi just now. So being small is becoming, again, not an advantage, but, like, mostly a disadvantage after everybody else learned how to deal with small guys. That's my take.
Midori Fuji is not a joy potential wrestler. Fujinokawa, like Kutano, still has to find his foothold, find his place, you know, refine himself, because he's 20.
Mm-hmm.
He's 20 and he's small. So that's two things.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to wait and see. I don't think he has hit his ceiling yet. And Mita is the same. We have to wait and see. We cannot ping anyone and be like, this is the next Yokozuna. This is the next Yokozuna. This is the next Yokozuna. Like Akuhoho. Many people, like everyone was on that train. Look where he is now. You know? He's...
Ring Sonyaku.
He struggled a lot.
That's also because his shoulder blew up on him, you know?
Yeah, but that's exactly what I mean. The injuries, you do not know how it's gonna go. You know, the difference in the level and the experience of the guys.
Also, I am pretty sure Mita has, like, one of his knees that's not 100% already. Like, he came into sumo with a bad knee.
Never a good thing.
Yeah, that's not great. Like Hakuho. Hakuho came in with a bad shoulder already.
Yeah, Takeru Fuji also. With bad ankles.
Bad ankles already. Yeah, weak ankles. So, you know. Let's see. I mean... I don't pay too much attention to Mita. I don't watch Futagoyama, so I'm not really attached. Like, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Mita, so I really haven't seen, like, anything that's, like, very... Has he gotten the Junior Yushu yet or not?
Twice.
Yes, okay, he got in his debut.
Okay, so he's definitely above Junior. Definitely Makuuchi level.
Yeah.
Let's see how he does it with this, because he has been fighting middle, then, if he got to Yushu.
I don't even think, because this Basho, he kind of fucked himself. I'm not even sure he'll get promoted this time.
No. When we were doing the Bansuke, I think we didn't put Mita up there.
Yeah. So
they're going to put Mita at Juryo 1 West and move on with their lives.
Yeah, but like, he is good, and I messed up. I said two Juryo, you sure he got one.
Okay, it's still good.
Good, yeah. 8-5 and 2, his first. He pulled out the last 2 days. 11-4 Junior Yusho.
Mm-hmm.
And 9-6 at Junior 4.
Okay. Well, please.
So, and he's, for a small guy, he's a very straightforward guy.
Yeah.
In his style of sumo. So,
I see.
I don't know. It's really a wild card. Just like many guys, basically. You know, Asakoryu, who debuted in Junior, who got the Yusho. He is a bit on the older side, but yeah. I feel like for the past few years, the how you say that, the peak age has been pushed, you know, to be like older, 29, 30 years old.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then there's Tamawatsu just vibing at like 41.
But yeah, so like I still think he can be at least like joy regular Sanyaku guy, because he's strong. He is strong on the basics. He's a good bodied man. He looks very solid, and you know I'm really eager to see what he can do.
Let's see.
But apart from that, in the top two division, there's not a guy that screams, you know, raw talent and, you know, new star.
Yeah, maybe we have a little quiet time until Uchiha Saihan just pops up again.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, the Nagamura and Goshima, who now changed names, but you know, I don't remember those.
I haven't memorized them yet.
Not yet. But I think I really want to see how those guys will perform in Johto, because I think they can also be very good
I mean, they can do
competitors.
a like a even stronger Shonanomi situation, which is just flourish in 15 days. Something we say here a lot.
Yeah, and those guys have not been around for long, so they don't have like the accumulated small injuries that end up piling into a big one,
Yeah,
like
that's true.
other guys do. You know, Nagamura started like what this year?
This year, I think.
2023, sorry.
2023. Wow,
2023.
okay, that's a long time ago. I thought it was this
Yeah.
year.
And Goshima started this year. It started
Okay,
in March.
Goshima. Cool.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to wait and see, but I'm really eager to see that. And there's a few guys in Makushita that can be like, you don't really know, but you know, you gotta wait and see. But Seihakuho, we still have not seen, I think, the full potential of the guy.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he got Kachikoshi, so
Yeah, and a
he
good
will
catch.
be coming up. Though not coming up.
Yeah.
He'll be going up a little bit.
Yeah, going up, but not in like Johto
No,
or
I think he will get Makakoshi next time. I think that's my estimate, because I think it will be just be like two Basher in a row, that very like getting
yeah.
like some very tough matches, I think. It will be
I
very
can
make
see
or
that.
break. Not make or break.
Yeah.
He'll get Julio at least eventually, because he's like so tall and relatively young. So I think he can do to Julio at some point, but I don't know further than that. I
Yeah.
need to see.
We yeah. The for a lot of guys, it's just let's wait and see, and we don't.
Get fair.
Yeah, it's a bit like complicated, but like it is how it is. Same with Ikarigata, who is like who pushed, just a young guy who had only like one Makikoshi in his career so far in like a year, basically. He started in January of this year, and he's just pushing and pushing and pushing. And again, like a guy on the smaller side, you know, same size as Fujinokawa. So we just have, it's gonna be a time where the two Yokozuna really are gonna shine, I feel like. And
I
maybe
mean,
one or
this
two
bunch of, I
guys.
was talking to a guy, and he said something that I agree with. I think this has been the best Basho to watch in a while.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's so exciting when you think about it,
The
the
two Yokozuna
potential.
doing so well, a few guys down under that just, you know, really shake things up. It was really good. 'Cause honestly, I hated Bashos with Hakuho, 'cause you know he was going to. 'Cause you know, like there was no suspense. There was no like really something to look forward. Now like our Yokozuna are strong, but they can lose. They're still human, you know. And you know, it brings that little something of like, ooh, who's gonna do it? Like if someone gonna do it, because I think they both have the potential to go 15-0, but not like six Bashos in a row, 16-0.
No.
You know what
I don't know if Onosato is going to ever be able to go Zensho, purely because he is a very flip-flop match with Hoshoryu. Half the time you see those two fight, it's just Hoshoryu tossing Onosato like a bag of potatoes.
Yeah,
Or three Tiger all the time.
at some point he'll get a Zensho, I'm sure. I think
Just
there's
some
a
like
good
random
break.
boss or who's down on like an ankle or something.
Something like that.
Onosato's like,
I mean, not even like having to need Hoshoryu to be out, just like genuinely, just one day he'll just like not one day just figure him out forever, but like just one day he gets kinda on the groove dominates on Hoshoryu, who's just not able to get like a foothold, and just gets him and Zenchos, you know?
He was close, I think, in May. He went 14-1.
Yeah.
And then lost on the final day to Hoshoryu because of fucking course he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But he wasn't Yokozuna yet, was he?
Yeah, he was Osei?
Yeah, it probably was the one before he became Yokozuna.
Yeah, he became Yokozuna right after, yeah.
Yes, yeah, okay, yeah, makes sense.
And, like, I wish it would be really funny if they end up, like, Takano Hana and Akebono.
Mm.
Like, the same 25 wins or 21 wins each. Like, the same number of wins against each other. Like,
that would be amazing. Like, have a cemented, like, era-defining rivalry. Like, man, this was the big, like, the final match for so long, like, when both of them retire would be a big thing. I hope so. I hope Hoshoryu is able, because obviously, Osato will be there. So, like, it's see if Hoshoryu can keep up, which is the scary part.
That's the thing. Like, I really hope so, though. I like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like Hoshoryu. I hope he can, you know, wake up a bit, because from what I heard before this basho, he kind of had like the Yokozuna pride, you know, stepped in him, and that's not good. And from what I heard, his Oyakata slapped him a bit on the back of the head, you know. And look what it happened, you know, he nearly won the Yusho. You know, I'm pretty sure he got like the most disappointed human being on day 15 after the playoff that he lost.
Yeah, but no, me too.
I hope it puts a fire under his ass.
I mean, fire under his ass, he has enough, though. He needs to you know, chill a little bit, I guess. But sorry, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, actually. I don't know. He does whatever works for him. If that gets him a Yusho, I'll be there. You know, I'll be like, hell yeah, he did it, you know. I like, realistically, I don't know what I'm doing, what I'm saying about sumo. we are not. So, you know, if the fire he has in his ass is able to propel him to greater heights, then, you know, so be it, you know.
We don't.
It's not a fire him. Under his ass. It's a fire in his ass, according to
In Kato's his ass, name. I see. In his ass.
You know. He can burn himself. We don't want to
be careful.
It's important to have those two, you know, be really strong. The stronghold of Takuchi and hopefully have Ozeki that you know work their asses off, right, Koto Sakura?
I mean, if Koto Sakura is not working, I don't know what it is. He's just being unlucky, like fully the most terribly unlucky Rikishi so far. Takayasu getting all the luck of the world.
So who's going to be the next generation's Takayasu? Who's going to be that sumo wrestler that just has a bunch of Jun Yusho and there's never Yushos?
Ooh, that's a good one. Who will be the next Takayasu?
It's right now, it's looking to be Itami Fuji, because Itami has, I think, 3 Jun Yusho.
That would be hilarious. That would be funny.
Not even sure.
He has three. Oh my god, he's becoming the next Takayasu. That's so funny.
Because juniors are not written on the.
Because I know he had those two back to back basho where it went like 11-4. One of them was a playoff loss to Takakesho. Thank god. And then he had the one this year when Onosato went 14-1. No! It was the fucking Koto Shoho Yusho when there was 5 people with a Jun Yusho.
Yeah.
When Koto Shoho Yusho, Onosato, it was like Onosato, Aonishiki, Husano, Itami Fuji, and like one other person caught a Jun Yusho.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like, Itami Fuji is like so down now on my hype train.
I mean, he's also got the injury that he's got an injury that plagues him, like Takayasu in his goddamn back.
Yeah, but Takayasu is 30 plus. Atami Fuji is my age. Like, no, he's 2 years younger than me. And he's already.
Well, Atami Fuji is only a year older than me, man.
No, and he's already fucked, you know, physically. And his weight gain is just terrible.
He's not even the heaviest person in the division, I don't think.
Yep. In the top division.
Is he the heaviest? Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I don't think he is. He's up there, but I don't think he is. I think Onosato. Oh,
No.
Oh, he is?
He's 193, and nobody else is 190 plus.
So I think the top three is, like, I think Onosato, Nishikigi, and Tommy. But I could be wrong.
Is Nishikigi that heavy?
I think so. Heavy.
But
I think 186, according to Tubashu ago.
On the NSK, he is at 173. The heaviest would be Atami Fuji, Onosato, and Shonan Noumi.
I forgot Shonan Noumi existed.
Yeah, he's huge.
He is very tall. He doesn't appear fat, but he is a massive human being.
He's 183 kilograms, so he's basically twice my weight. Monster of a man. And he's the tallest. Yeah, he's the tallest, man.
194? 192. Oh, wow, okay. Well, when Kagayaki, like, he gets promoted back and down again, he becomes the tallest. Kagayaki is 194 in some points, 193 in others.
Yeah, like, right now he's in 192.
Oh, really? Because I have a picture of Banzuke, and he says he's 194.
Oh,
but like many Bashogo, I think it was like Kaisei and him were like matched for.
Yeah.
They weren't the tallest because Ichinojo was there, or like Hokuseiho was there, something like that.
Ichinojo was 195, but I guess, you know, with the weight and the back, you know, basically.
Yeah,
you know,
he probably slouched a little bit.
So, yeah.
I see, interesting.
And Tochitaika is huge too. Like, what the fuck? He's 193.
Oh, wow.
And I'm here, not even 170. Short man.
Guy is hoarding on the centimeters.
Damn it. If I'm not growing at 14. Anyway.
Well, we have.
We always talk all this about sumo wrestlers. We'd all be small by sumo standards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 6 foot. I don't know what that is in centimeters. What the fuck is a kilometer?
If you're 6 foot, you're like 180, more or less.
Yeah, so I'm about 180 centimeters, and then I think 125 kilos. I have to actually look that up. I don't know.
How many pounds?
270.
Divide that by 2.2.
23 kilos. Yeah.
Yeah, so something like that, yeah.
And, I'm quite literally Waka Takakage in disguise.
Yeah.
Simply just with more muscle than Waka Takakage.
Yeah. And more vodka in your body right now.
Yes.
Don't worry, I'll be about 5 shots deep later.
Damn.
Oh, Hatsuyama is 194 as well.
Rank like 6 months ago.
I mean, yeah, Atsuyama is all a length.
He's a length. Oh, boy, the boy is a length.
Lengthy boy.
I think Tsurugisho is the heaviest at 200, maybe?
Yeah. Tsurugisho of the top two division is...
Top two, yeah. Sekitori. Sekitori.
Yeah.
Sekitori, if we're going... If we're going down there, I think there's probably a couple 500-pounders.
No, yeah, NSK says Kagayaki is 192. But yeah, Kagayaki, Hatsuyama is 194.
I do think he has lost a bit of height, as you do with time and age.
You do.
And yeah, but there's a couple 500-pounders in the lower division for sure.
I mean,
Iwanojo,
in the third division, you mean, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Caillou is massive. No, his 176 is just tiny, actually.
Yeah, he's tiny. He's like a bowl of fat.
Yeah, he is.
To be fair, most like all sumo wrestlers are big. You know, that's like a requirement.
Yeah.
to be good at the game.
What do you got to be to do good at sumo? Fat.
But that's like, you know that meme where like there's the bell curve and like one end is like the noob and the other end is the master and like the middle is the most common answer but like the mid answer?
Yeah.
So like in one end is like, oh, sumo wrestlers are just fat. And then the middle is like people copy them like, oh no, they're not fat. They're like so much muscle and stuff. Then at the other end of the spectrum is like, yeah, they are just fat in the end of the day.
I do see that. Because at a certain weight, of course they have muscle. Of course. But they're fat.
They work out a lot, but they are fat. Yeah. They are fat.
You can be muscular and fat.
Yeah, you can be both.
You know, it's all right. Just like me.
Yeah.
It's not right.
I mean, between me and Onosato, you know, it's just a few kilos, obviously.
Same.
Oh man, I keep remembering he's like 25, and like that makes me terrified.
Yeah, he's the same age as me. Like,
and Hoshoryu is just 1 year older. Hoshoryu is just 26.
Yeah,
like we might have Yokozuna that last longer than 4 years.
Yippee!
I do hope.
Oh yeah, for longer than 4 years, definitely. They will make 30. Definitely.
When I first started watching sumo wrestling, I started on Onosato's debut basho in Makaguchi. So yeah, I'm still pretty new to the sport, and then I joined this server like 4 months later, and it's kind of been downhill ever since.
I started. we had three Yokozuna.
I started and. The Yokozuna wasn't participating. It was just like the four Ozeki. Imagine that. Four whole Ozeki. Insane.
Who was that? Takayasu?
It was, no. I'm not that old. It was Asanoyama, Takakeshu, Shuda, and Teru Nofuji.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was Natsu, May 21.
That happened, yeah.
Yeah, May 21, and then I was watching the matches of the recorded matches of like by the day of Nagoya 21. So I saw the Zen show. I watched the live stream for like Teru no Fuji Yokozuna promotion, and that was cool.
I started like. Wait, is that like it's 7 years before you?
Wow, you've been here a while then.
I started in 2014.
Wow, okay.
And got hooked. I got hooked. I started around that time, around the start of the year. And then, you know, I got hooked when Ichinojo started.
I see.
And I was like, now that's badass. Because I've been looking from afar and like, okay, that's fun. And you see, and you know, I was watching Jason Sumo. I don't even think you guys know who that is.
I know Jason. I watched a lot of his stuff. He's so good.
Yeah. And he was being like, this is a new guy and he is undefeated. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And yeah, I got hooked. Back in the day, yeah, we had Akuho, Aruma Fuji, and Oshoryu, I think. No, not Oshoryu, Kakuryu.
Definitely not Oshoryu. Yeah, Kakuryu.
And yeah, like four Ozeki, you know, and it was. No, we had three?
Three? Because Aruma Fuji was there as well.
Yeah, but Ozeki, we only had also.
Kotoshobe Kukisen no Sato Goeido in Aki 2014, which was Ichinojo's debut.
Yeah, and a bit later, Teru no Fuji joined them at Ozeki, and that was crazy.
Yeah. And then Teru no Fuji's knee fucking exploding.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. Both of them.
multiple times.
His knees were like, all right, we made Ozeki. Fuck this.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. But yeah. It was good times. It was good times.
Well, it has been a lot on this episode. I cannot believe it has only been an hour. But it has been an hour. And I'm still salty.
We did not unsalted Kaitetsu.
No, I need to like plunge into a lake and like let the osmosis of the salt carry it out of me. But I have been your salty host for today, and I've been joined by Tama no Sato.
Goodbye, everybody.
And Tenho.
Goodbye, everyone.
I am too lazy to open the outro, so let's just imagine the outro is here and I'll put it in post.
Goodbye.